looking at the Cardiff racing at Mildura. He's also up at Townsville tomorrow, Sammy, and he'll be checking in for us for the Townsville Cup. Ray Huxley has done the form for Mildura. Good morning, Raymond.
And good morning, John.
Good card today.
It's an excellent card. It really, really is a good card today for the Mildura Cup, and very confident about it too.
Yeah, I think punters can really have a bet today with confidence. The form is well exposed, and given the right run, if your tipping is correct, you will find the winners. First event is for the maidens over 1,100 metres. No scratchings here, and some of the big stables heading there too. Conga de Oro for Thompson and Kiramara, 250. Uno Ruby for Yendel and Weir, 320. Street Style is 370. And then you're out to Blame Rodney Ray at 950 with Tab.
Yeah, I think punters get away to a flyer here with Conga de Oro. This filly was very good first up from a spell the other day at Murtello when she got away only fairly, settled midfield, ran on very strongly over the final 100 metres to run a close second there. Will be improved by that run. Second up last preparation, she ran third at Yarra Valley, only beaten three quarters of a length behind Red, White and Blue, who then came out at its next start and won a much stronger race at Pakenham. So the form is very good for Conga de Oro. The blinkers go back on today. I think she'll be winning. Number nine, I put in for second, you know, Ruby. It was okay on debut. It did get very easily beaten. It will be improved by that run. Put it in for second. Street Style, had a look at his Murray Bridge trial win the other day. She was ridden out at the end to get up and win narrowly. I wasn't madly impressed by the trial, but she'll run well here. And the next best, number three. Four from nine, eight and three.
4, 9, 8, and 3. Second event, Ray, is a maiden over 1,300 metres. Again, no scratchings. Favourite is Royal Oberdose, who bumped into Causeway Girl last start. $2.30. Reward for Silence, $3.20. Lannister Gold, $3.90. Edgy Returns at $6 with Tab. And, Ray, that is where the betting ends.
Yeah, look, I'm tipping Royal Oberdose. I don't think it's shorter than the first one, Conga de Oro. I don't think it's as good a thing as Conga de Oro. I know it rubbed into a Causeway Girl the other day. It was a bit stiff there at Murtella. It got beaten 7.5 lengths. It went okay, and it's got the good barrier here. I'm tipping it on top, but no good thing, I don't think. Number seven, I put in for second, Lancaster Gold. It'll get a nice trial behind it, and it ran well in Adelaide last start. Definite danger. Then to number six, Edgy Returns. Seems to be on the improve. And number 10, Reward for Silence, was okay on debut. 3 from 7, 6 and 10.
3, 7, 6 and 10. So to race number 3, a maiden over 2,000 metres. One scratching here, Ray, number 8. Favourite is Penthouse Playboy for Lauren Sini and Weir, 185, stepping up to the 2,000. Prince of Brooks at 5. Captain Argento, 550. Then Master Jones at 650 with Tab.
Yeah, odds on. Not real keen to take the odds on, but he's two runs this time in. Very lightly raced four-year-old. Been given plenty of time by Darren Weir. Bred to stay by Pentire out of a Zabil mare. Two runs this time in. He's finished off very strongly over 1,400 and 1,600. You would think that getting to 2,000 metres is going to be ideal. Not real keen on the odds on, but he does look the winner. If he's going to get beaten, I think his stable mate is the main danger, number seven, Prince of Brooks. And he ran fifth at Geelong last start, but, oh, gee, it was, he ran into a zip fastener about 500 metres from home, and he never got a crack at them at any stage. He got beaten six lengths. He should have finished much, much closer. He's a nice horse, and if there's a danger to the odds-on favourite, then I think he's at Prince of Brooks. So I go 6 from 7. They'll fight it out ahead of 4 and 1.
6, 7, 4 and 1. So to race number 4, last leg of the early quaddie. This is a heat of the Murray Mallee Stayers Series over 2,000 metres, and we have scratchings of 1. 2, 5, 12 and 13. Good race here. By Design, 370. Jimmytown Jewel for McAvoy and Allen, $4. Pray for Us, 650. Skilled Assassin, 7. Artisano at 750. And Lady D.D. Ray is 950.
Yeah, very open kind of race. Good race. Some promising horses involved. I've gone for one at around about the $12 mark, number three, Rub Me, who indicated a return to form with a good third at Sale last start. Came from second last at the 800 metres and really hit the line well. Going back through his form, on a dry track at Bendigo in September last year, he ran second in a benchmark 78 behind Blue Jangles, only beaten three quarters of a length over 2,200 metres. Now, that form is really reads well for a 58,000 metre race here. From a good barrier, I think he's over the odds at $12, and I'm going to have a spec on him, number three, Rub Me, to beat number four, By Design. He's a promising type. Don't think he's particularly well handicapped here. Rub Me's won four races and only has to give him half a kilo, but the last run by Design was quite promising. Put him in for second. Number six, Jimmy Town Jewel. He won a race in Adelaide last start. It was a weak field, but he had something in reserve when he went over the line. And number seven, might be the other chance. Pray for us if he can run out the 2,000 metres. 3, 4, 6 and 7.
3, 4, 6 and 7. First leg of the quaddy is race 5, benchmark 58 over 1,200. Scratch 1, 5, 7 and 8. La Chicarossa is your favourite inside gate for Benny Thompson and Darren Weir. 2.25. Liberty's Gift outside gate 3.10. Our Dex to 5. Another Bender is 7.50. And Ray, that's where the betting ends.
Yeah, I'm with Sammy here. I think Liberty's Gift is going to be very hard to beat here. It's second up run at Albury the other day. Gee, it made a lot of ground. It was second last at the 800 metres, still hopeless on the home turn. Got a rails run in the straight and really hit the line very strongly, finishing up, get up the run second. It had to go back to last because it started from barrier 14. Jamie Mott going on today, first time to the 1,200 metres, which I think it has been looking for. I think it's got a good winning chance. Number six, La Chicarossa. It was set out favourite at Mortlake the other at Murtoa the other day. Ruined its start with a slow beginning, never really came into it, but it's better than that, and from barrier one, it will be an improver today. Other chances to number two, Our Dexter, who's much better than what he's shown in two runs this time in, and number three, another Bender with a little bit of a hope. 4, 6, 2 and 3.
4, 6, 2 and 3. Race number six is heat 5 of the Murray Mallee Sprint over 1,200. Benchmark 70, good race here. Enigman for Nugent and Ma, 2.70. Air Guitar, Weir and Allen, 3.50. Red, White and Blue, a horse on the up for Spain and Price at 4.20. Sandhill Warrior is at 8.50. Competitive race this, Ray?
Yeah, I think Enigman is far too good for them, John. I'm very, very keen on him. First up, last preparation, he won a benchmark 70 at Cranbourne, carried 59 kilos and really won with a leg in the air. Then ran fifth at Flemington down the straight, only beaten a length and three quarters in a very strong 84-class race there. First up here with the claim for Teo Nugent, who's riding in terrific form. Going to get him with 57. He's too good for these. He's my best by far. Red, White and Blue, yeah, he's won. He's only two starts and he's won them well, but he hasn't met anything like the class of Enigman. Number five, Air Guitar, pretty ordinary in Adelaide last start, just kept plodding in the straight. And then number one, Cabrocco. Three a good thing. Three from 6, 5 and 1.
Three a good thing to beat 6, 5 and 1. So that's how we skinny down the quaddy. Feature event is the Mildura Cup, over 1,400 metres. The club will be very happy with this field. We take out six. Ashlaw back from group three, 2.70. Plancil, 3.60. Hussein Eagle, 6.50. Mr Individual, 7. Special Diva is at 10. Are you with Ashlaw, Raymond?
Yes, first go up the 1,400 metres. All these racing has been over shorter trips. He looks to me like a horse who will get it. You'd love to see him left alone in front, but probably Kenjawood will probably take him on, and I would think that Jamie Mott will be happy to let him go. Look, I'm tipping him, but I think Plancil is by far the best horse in the race. Plancil's had six starts since coming to Australia. He's won five and was a good thing beaten, and the other one at Warrnambool on a heavy track. hasn't raced for 426 days. That is the concern. But I think they're the two main chances, Ashlaw and Plenciel, one from three. Seven, Mr. Individual, he's a bit of a worry, this horse, but he has got blinkers back on today, so it could be a big improver. And then to number two, Hussein Eagle, serious doubt at the 1,400 metres. One from three, seven and two?
Principally one, three, then seven and two. Yeah, bit of a gap between starts, but when you see DK, where is the trainer, your sort of concerns are alleviated somewhat, Raymond.
Well, you put him in.
I think that's pretty straightforward, because you imagine he's been doing some beach work down there at Warrnambool and they've been switching him around. So good race, though. Lucky Last is race 8, mate. It's a benchmark 64 over 1,400. We take out number 6. Lord Smedley's your favourite, 340 with Tab. Ricky Bobby, $4. Rock of Mahal, $5. Cash Affair, $5.50. Then He's a Force at 11. Who wins the last?
Another good race. I think Ricky Bobby will be very, very hard to beat. I liked his win here last start. He's a nice horse, this. He was a Geelong winner in about this time last year. And then he had a long break before he started this preparation. He's had five runs back. He's got better with every run. He won well last start. He's got a good barrier. Ben Allen to ride today is a real bonus. I think he's very, very hard to beat. Lord Smedley racing very well. If it has any luck from the wide barrier, will be hard to beat. And then 4 and 10. 7-2, 4 and 10.
Sorry, Ray, those numbers?
7, 2, 4 and 10.
7, 2, 4 and 10 in the last at Mildura. All right, mate, best bet, Ruffy, Quaddy, play of the day.
Easily the best, race 6, number 3, Enigman. I think the value is in race 4, number 3, Rub Me. And for the Quadrella, the first leg, 2, 3, 4 and 6. Second leg, 3 only. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 7. Last leg, 2, 4, 7 and 10.
Well played, Raymond. Good luck.
Good, thanks, buddy.